Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Mark.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
And welcome back to Teenage Therapy. This one is a special episode because it's actually in partnership with Truth. And I'm kind of excited for this one because I feel like we haven't touched on drugs and stuff a lot. And it's something that I really want to touch on, especially vaping. Like, if you've seen my Twitter, you'll see that I'm always just like talking about vaping because it generally is like a wonder to me, one of the great wonders of the world. Specifically, the social pressure to vape. Damn, we're getting right into it. My bad. But yeah, like, this also Isaac is in here, so it's our bad. But the social pressure to vape is weird because you know how, like, when you see movies like that are, like, are really old and you see videos that are really old, like, smoking was everywhere. Like, it was normalized, like, in restaurants, in airplanes.
Yeah, they would also, like, advertise it, too. In like, I Love Lucy episodes, you would see at the end.
What's I Love Lucy?
I Love Lucy.
It's, like, an, I think, 60s.
It's an old show.
No. It was one of the first shows to, I think, to have reruns.
Oh, and they advertised smoking in it?
Yeah. And, like, a whole bunch of, like, other shows, like, back then and back in the day would advertise smoking.
But I feel like that's how it is with vaping now. That... So many people see it like as like it's not a big deal. It's like totally normal. Everyone does it. Like why are you so against it? And it's not going to be for another 50 years. They're going to be like, oh shoot, it was actually like not good. Why did how were teens vaping like everywhere? No one said anything. Like it's so gross.
Yeah, I think a part of it too is how glamorized it is sometimes. Because when you think of like for example, smoking cigarettes versus vaping, people would say, oh, vaping is like so much better. Really? I mean, is it like so much better? It's, I don't know, seems sort of like the same to me, especially with the addiction part where you can get easily addicted to both of them.
Yeah, it's nicotine, and it sucks because like nicotine can worsen anxiety, and so it's kind of, I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that so many like Gen Z, so much of Gen Z has like anxiety. That's an interesting question, but you know, the fact that nicotine can worsen anxiety is, I think, important to know because a lot of people think they vape, they'll relax, they'll do their thing, when in fact, it's just like making it worse. So I think we've said this in previous episodes, I think, that peer pressure isn't really telling someone like, come on, do it. You got to do it. And it's more of a, you just see everyone around you doing it and people start to exclude you because you're like, oh, he doesn't do it. Let's just like not invite him, not do this. And that's when you feel the pressure. And that's when you start feeling left out and you want to like be there. So you just kind of like have to force yourself to start vaping, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever experienced like a situation where I was like, peer pressure to vape or anything, which I'm grateful for. Thankfully, I don't have friends like that. What about you guys?
I know that I've seen people go through that experience where they're kind of just pressured into doing it, and it's not that like the person is like urging them to take a hit. It's just, you know, you kind of just feel like this obligation, I guess, to do it. And if you don't, they might look at you differently, I guess. And so I think that's like a reason why a lot of teenagers do it. And it's to maintain their like reputation in front of like those people. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that like, never mind.
Yeah. You think it's about like reputation?
I think a part of it really does have to do with like reputation and just wanting other people to like you, I guess, or just find you as, I guess,
a down bitch.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect wording.
Thank you. Thank
you. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, I think it has to do like a really big part.
Oh, wow.
I also feel like it's also, based on the people that you hang around with, you know, the environment itself, because one of my friends I thought was never going to go into vaping and all that, but then he told me that he was like in the market for looking for some. And I was like, why? And then it's because all his friends were also vaping. And, you know, that it makes sense because, like, he's, like, constantly seeing those people. And then, you know, seeing, like, the reaction of it, like, how they're reacting to it. And then it just seems like to them it's fun. And then he wants to be part of that fun, too.
That's so sad. I hate, like, it really is, like, your friend group determines so much of your actions. Mm-hmm. If you're friends with people that drink and people that smoke, you're eventually going to start doing it. Like, it's pretty likely. If you're friends with people that don't do that at all, you're probably, like, not going to really think about it because you guys just are busy with other stuff. Mm-hmm. That's, I don't know. It's upsetting, but it's also hard because people... Adults give you the same advice, which is like, find new friends. Don't hang around them. Find new friends. That's just such... It's easy to say, but it's very hard to do. I mean, imagine if we just tell you, like, go find new friends. How the fuck are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You just drop them and then
go
find new friends?
Yeah, especially when you're older, like us teenagers, I think it is harder to make new friends. I think, at least for me, like, the friends I have now, I've known, like, when I was younger, and so now it's easier to, like, you know, be friends with them. But then to just drop all of them and actually put myself out there again, it can be a really difficult thing to do. So I can see why people just stay in their circle, even if it's not the best for them.
Imagine. Exactly, yeah.
Imagine how different your life would be if you really could just do that. Like, you had the willpower to just be completely fine being alone and be like, you know what? This isn't good for me. I'm going to leave and find new friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to me.
I mean, yeah, I think just like overall smoking and, you know, not exclusive to like vaping, it has this, I guess, aesthetic to it. Mm. This sort of, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people think it makes you look a lot cooler and more fun. You know, because you're breaking the rules and you're not supposed to do it and you're doing it anyways. And I think because of that, a lot of teenagers like to do it. Yeah, I think a lot of people just do it because they see people on like TikTok doing it and the right. people around them doing it. And it's so normal to them that if they're ever like offered to try it out, then they would.
Yeah, I think TikTok and social media in general is one of the biggest reasons it's become so normalized. But it's kind of weird because some people say, like, it's super common, guys, and some people are like, it's not. And I guess it just depends on your friend groups. Like, obviously, if you hang around people that, like, are vaping all the time, doing drugs all the time, it's going to be like, it's common, like, everyone does it. And if you're not around this, you're going to be like, no, the fuck it isn't. Like, we don't do that, right? So, yeah, like you said, Thomas, I think social media is one of the biggest reasons it's become so normalized. And it's kind of sad that people do turn it into an aesthetic. And people share their experiences. And they, like, I have seen people put others down for, like, not wanting to try it. Like, if you're, like, if someone critiques, like, vaping and nicotine or whatever on, like, on a TikTok and it goes viral, so many of the comments are, like, if you don't get invited to parties, like, just say so.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're not fun, just say so. And that's really sad. One, because obviously it's like the people that are smoking know it's kind of like lame and just a little bit of a, I don't know, it's not the most attractive or like glamorous thing to do. And I think with that combined with critique ends up leaving a very strong sense of self-defense and protection and urge to like normalize it as an attempt to make it seem like you're the norm, so you put others down who don't do it, if that makes any sense. So I just think it's a weird culture around it. And just social media, I think social media just makes it seem like more people are doing it than actually, which in turn makes more people do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in the Asian community, I say there's this like little stereotype joke kind of thing.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's, you know, like the Kevin Nguyen basically. Mm. And what the Kevin Nguyen does.
Yeah, and they always get the banana something, I think. Banana puff bar.
Uh-huh.
That's their thing.
Yeah. And like, I can assure you though, like there are like Asian people, Asian teens that aspire to be like a Kevin
yeah,
Nguyen.
Yeah, it really does.
That's
like,
so
it,
weird.
It's,
yeah.
That's it's funny. Like, they aspire to be AVGs, and yeah. they aspire to be Kevin Nguyen.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, common stereotype with, you know, being an ABG or Kevin Nguyen
yeah.
is vaping, you know?
It's kind of sad. Especially, I mean, not kind of, that is really... I don't know. Imagine your life, like, your goal, your teenage years, just genuinely saying, like, I want to be, like, an ABG. I want to be, like, a Kevin Nguyen. Mm. I don't know. It's odd. And that happens with every race. Every race has stereotypes.
Yeah, I think it's just because there's a reason why they're so popular, because people like them, regardless. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
To them, it's like the high life, I guess you can say. You know, it's like the pedestal, like where you want to be, and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very odd.
It is. No, for real, it is.
Because they're all just clones of each other at that point. So are you really different?
I think they just want to be liked by the majority.
Yeah, and there's no better way to be liked than be exactly the same as everyone else, mm-hmm. which in this case just kind of turns into vaping. But I think there's a lot of struggles when, like, your peers vape and just your friends vape. You know, I think I've had friends and I've seen people that, like, all they do is vape. And, like, they always have, like, a puff bar or something. Like, that's all they're ever doing. And it's just, like, it's depressing hearing about them just being in their room, like, vaping. And, like, that's what they do, and they, like, can't seem to stop. Which makes me feel bad for them. It, like, it sucks seeing, like, people you care about just, like, I don't know.
It does make me sad because I can see them slowly start to, like, rely on it. And they start to feel like they need to have it when they don't, and it's just a want, and yeah. they put it into their head that, you know, I need it, but they don't.
Yeah, it's, and, like, the other thing with that is, like, it's hard, like, I don't know, I guess telling them to stop, or, like, telling them how you feel, because then you feel like you're, like, controlling and lame, and, like, oh,
and they can also get defensive too, because they assume, like, oh, how do you know what's best for me, or I'm doing fine, like, it's none of your business, like,
right.
you don't need to worry about me, but we're just
yeah.
trying to look out for them and their best interests.
Exactly, there's a lot of, like, defensiveness and just, like, even turning it on them, like, manipulating it into making it think, like, you're the one that's, like, weird for, like, not doing this, mm-hmm. I guess, or, like, oh, everyone does it, you're just, like, different, I guess. I think if you feel like you're becoming a really anxious person, it might be worth looking to see if, like, you vape or anything like that, because, like, quitting vaping could lower anxiety, and vaping could increase his anxiety. So that's one thing to, like, watch out for, because it could get out of control very quickly if you don't really stop it.
But yeah, like, I am a pretty impressionable person. I feel like the people I hang around with can, like, greatly influence me. So if my friends were to vape and they were to offer me to vape, I feel like I would just allow it to happen. Even though I know it's bad and I would rather not do it, I feel like I let a lot of other people in my, like, just surroundings and environment dictate my life, I guess. And I think, you know, that goes for a lot of people too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that, okay, is that because, like, how you're talking earlier about wanting to be liked?
Yeah, I think it all, well, for me, I feel like it stems from just wanting to be liked.
Hmm.
I don't, you know, fearing that if I don't do this, people are going to see me as lame or, like, a buzzkill.
Oh, it's really important you recognize that. Yeah. That's, like, I'm glad, like, you're aware of it. I find it interesting just, like, hearing how you think and how you, like, go about it. Anyways, those are some of our thoughts on kind of vaping and stuff.
Yeah.
If Isaac was here, he would say no. He hates vaping.
Oh, yes.
No,
he hates all drugs.
Mm-hmm. They are very gross to me. I can't, oh my god, the thought of, like, kissing someone after they smoke is so disgusting to me.
You don't want their...
No, like, you know, like, the
bar.
No.
God. The banana.
Anyways, that's it for the first part of this episode. Just kind of our thoughts on vaping in general and just how we feel about it, the problems there are with it. In the next part, we're going to be talking to Victoria and Davey. So let me introduce you to Victoria first.
Victoria is a 20-year-old TikTok influencer known for her singing, her dancing, and her comedic content. And she's currently working with Truth to quit vaping in front of her 5 million TikTok followers for Truth's Quit Together campaign. So Victoria, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm doing good. First of all, can you just describe your partnership with Truth and your quitting journey?
Yeah, of course. So my partnership with Truth pretty much started when they reached out to me. They saw my content on TikTok, and it began this journey of having people on TikTok, or just influencers in general, needing to start talking about quitting, because a lot of the people with platforms vape, they smoke, and nobody's really talking about the harmfulness of it. And once they reached out to me, and it became this relationship where I was like, I'm genuinely going through this, and this is something that I'm passionate about. And so it turned into like a really collaborative effort. And it was so much better because I was actually going through it as it happened and as we constructed the campaign. So it's been awesome.
That's so interesting to hear, because most people are like, especially with like millions of followers, most people are too afraid to even tell their followers that they vape and they do all that. So The fact that you chose to share it publicly is like a whole nother level. So why did you decide to do it just in front of everyone?
I actually, once when I first got the offer to do the partnership with them, I was like this close to being like, I can't tell them that I vape. Terrified. Nobody's done that. That's not something I've seen on TikTok. That seems terrifying. But then I thought about it and I was like, hold up, this could be something and this could turn into something. And so the number one reason that I decided to do it and just go all out if I was going to do it was because of my followers and because of my fans. That was the first reason. There's a lot of reasons, but they were number one, because I thought about how much support and love they'd showed me for so long, and the relationship that I had with so many of them, where I would know my fans by name. And I was like, if I'm, you know, going to have this platform and be this source of entertainment for them every day, but they don't know the full story, my full story, then how are they supposed to have someone that they follow to relate to and to know that everybody goes through those struggles? And so they were the inspiration, because I knew that they would have a positive response to it, because the people that follow me stand for similar morals and values that I do. And self-care is definitely one of them. So That's why I decided to go ahead and share my story with them. And then also my loved ones. They had been pushing me to do it, and I had always been super like rebellious towards it. And it came to a point where I reached a point in my career where I couldn't dance for 10 minutes straight. And so I was like, okay, it's time to like do something about this. And it all the stars aligned, because the next day Truth was like, hey, like, let's do this campaign. And I was like, going through this. And so I think everything ended up working itself out in my favor. So it's kind of cool.
That's so interesting that like, they reached out the moment afterwards.
Right?
And so, and like,
it was the moment where I was like, I really want to sing. I want to dance. I was taking voice lessons. And I was like,
really? Was it getting to that point?
Yes, it was. It was. And I had started boxing too. And I did like 2 rounds of it, and I was wheezing. And I was like, this doesn't seem right. And they were like, yeah, because of that vape. And I was like, no. but eventually I faced the music, and they helped me get through it entirely.
It's so, because our whole thing is like, you know, vulnerability and be vulnerable, and like it only causes good. It's so ironic that we're all so scared of it because we think it's going to be bad, but every time we do it, like, everything works out magically. People love you, people support you, and they're like, thank you for doing this.
Yeah. And I was like, it was weird because I knew in my head, I was like, there isn't going to be a negative response to what I post. I just know it. I knew it, and I was right. There was not a single negative comment of how dare you vape, or
dare you try to quit.
You're the only one that's trying to quit, and why are you the only influencer talking about this? Everyone was like, haven't heard this type of real talk in a while. And I was like, I know, right? If every single person, I'm not going to say the hype house, but
if how my can you friend... imagine though if their whole hype house goes on like don't vape, oh the impact. Literally,
they don't even have to do an entire campaign.
Yeah, they can just say it.
Posted an Instagram story.
Even if, they don't even have to do it themselves, really. Like, at the very minimum, just be like, guys, don't do it. Millions of likes, tons of stuff.
I haven't seen one thing. All it is like, when they get accused of doing it, they're like, how dare you say I do it?
Yeah, it was my friends.
Hey, baby girl. You're fine. It's okay. Like, don't get so scared to be like, I'm not perfect.
Yeah. Exactly. People were way too scared of that to just admit any mistakes.
But also they don't learn the fact that like the past times where they stood for something, everyone was like, bravo.
Do you literally know
experience that? Like it's proven to have good results.
You stand for like one, like the most simple thing and people will like act like you're a god.
Praise you. And they're like, we love you for saying that. You don't wear the same colored socks as everyone.
Yeah, using your platform. Wow.
Nobody uses their platform.
Exactly. Yeah. What? So then what made you begin vaping in the first place?
Okay, so I was in high school and I did not know what nicotine was. I had only ever seen adults have cigarettes in their between their fingertips. And I was like, neat, good for you. And I got to high school and there was this new thing. It wasn't even the tiny, you know, e-cigarettes. It was those huge like vape things. They were this big clunky thing that you would like rip for an hour and then do these clouds of smoke. Right. And a lot of them didn't have nicotine in them. Little did I know every single rip I took had nicotine in it. And mind you, I was like 16 years old and now I'm 20 and quitting. So I didn't know basically.
Right. I think people turn it into a hobby. Like you said, like you turned it into a hobby because you think, oh, I'm just going to do it for fun. Like it's not really a big deal. And just little by little, you get addicted so slowly. You don't even realize it. Like 2-3 years in, you're just like, bro.
Why? Yeah. And it's so funny because everyone around me that was doing it was like, I can quit when I want to. And it's sad because I look to the now 12 and 11 year olds that get started on it because they see an older sibling doing it, mm-hmm. or they see someone else's older sibling doing it, and then as a joke they're like, do you want to try it? And they're like, haha, no, and they cough, but then they crave it again.
Oh my gosh, they just
dangerous cycle.
It's such a slow process. I don't know, I think that's why it's just so important to just tell people, like, not over exaggerate and be like, one, hey, you're addicted, but really like be real. No, with
that's not exaggerating.
I know.
That's not exaggerating.
Really?
Certain people that do experience the anxiety and experience like this feeling where they're just bored all the time. It's mm-hmm. weird because when you mesh something like the head high that vaping gives you with that, which is what I had, I was a very already anxious person. I was someone that was just like bored with life. I was like,
so nicotine could actually worsen your anxiety.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I now realize is I initially had turned to vaping to kind of, you know, cure my anxiety, or I turned to it as a clutch to, you know, suppress my anxiety. But it ended up actually worsening my anxiety because I had to consistently turn back to this thing where if I didn't get it in the moment right when I wanted it, I would get even more anxious than I ever had in the first place. So yeah, it was a hard truth to face, but it's something I eventually, you know, came to terms with, and with the tools with This Is Quitting, they actually helped me realize that. And once you become aware of it, it's easier to deal with.
Right. You know, it happens to so many high schoolers, so many freshmen, like 14, 13 year olds that are just on that. And it sucks that like no one's there to just be like, okay, maybe you should not be doing this right now.
Let me tell you something. A freshman, I was a sophomore. Uh-huh. A freshman's the one that handed me the thing. Did you believe that? I was like, y'all getting advanced.
Yeah, they're starting even earlier. Oh my gosh.
They're in middle school. Yeah.
And they're so young when you really like grow up. Because when you're like young, you think like we seem kind of old. We look old. You grow old, you see how little they look. Jeez. And with the vape in their mouth, you're like, you look so silly. Like,
you doing, where is your mother?
Exactly.
Like, and that's crazy because when I was their age, I was like, my mom, you don't got to worry about where she is. But now I look at them, they're getting shorter and shorter. I'm like, wow, the teenagers, like I used to look at 18 year olds as like these big kids. They're not. Because I'm 20 now and I'm like, I'm still a baby.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind. You're still still young. So to help like people like you quit, Truth did create This Is Quitting, which if you don't know, it's kind of like a text to quit vaping service that's available 24/7. And so whenever you have a craving, you could go on it, get some help. The best part is that it's free. And they have a bunch of, you know, features because it takes you confidential tips and support from other young people who have quit themselves. And then it's I think it's a good helpful for the fact that it's available 24/7, especially those late nights where like you really don't know what to do or who to talk to distract yourself. It's a good distraction. And so because of that, more than 230,000 people have signed up, which is pretty significant. So just to our audience, if you need some help quitting vaping, you could text Ditch Vape to 88709 to sign up for This Is Quitting. So Victoria, can you just tell me about how you use This Is Quitting and how just it helps you with your vaping related anxiety?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I literally just texted the number that you read off, and they initially like immediately get back to you and they're like, all right, so let's deal with this. And the number one thing that I found super helpful was the fact that it was confidential. And because initially when quitting wasn't even my choice, I didn't even want to do it. I had no plan to do it. But then I had developed into, you know, finding my career a little bit more. I moved to Los Angeles. I was still vaping. And I had this thing in my head where I was just like ashamed of admitting that I vaped, ashamed of like somehow sullying my image or my reputation, when that was a completely just irrational thought. But also vaping had caused me to kind of hide myself and send myself into my own isolation. And so This Is Quitting was so helpful because I didn't have to tell anyone about it. I didn't even have to share that I was going to quit. And it ended up being completely my choice. And what I also loved about them was that they were a 24/7 thing, because the times that I had the most trouble was falling asleep.
Right. Interesting. At bed is when it really gets you, right? Because you could use it to just fall asleep.
Yeah. And they say that vaping like wakes you up, or, you know, makes you more alert or gives you more energy. It does not. The time where I would be ripping it would be after like eating, so that I could chill out, or, you know, get tired. And it'd be like that thing I would do first thing in the morning and right before I'd go to bed. And so at night when I would get restless, I would get irritable. It's definitely something to exchange that, you know, back and forth with vaping, replace it with something positive. And that positive thing for me was TIQ.
Interesting. Did you use any other tools?
I did use Breathwork, which was kind of a partnership with TIQ.
Okay.
And that was also super helpful because it's this app that basically leads you through breathing exercises. And that was like my favorite thing because I'd always been into meditation. I'd always been into mindfulness, basically doing those, like be aware of your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, or in hindsight, I realized that when I was vaping super often, I had stopped doing those little things for myself. I had stopped making breathing important. I had stopped making like eating healthy important. And it all pretty much became about hiding my addiction. And so with breath work, I was not only able to remember how to breathe normally and be mindful and be like present, but it also reintroduced that little hobby of mine of like, hey, take some time for yourself and meditate, listen to some like really pretty music and calm down.
Right.
I had not found my chill for so long when I was vaping.
Right. Because it's really just about rewiring those habits that you have, right? And like, instead of going to this to calm down, you like just choose a different outlet.
Right. Exactly. Like the concept of quitting is so simple, mm-hmm. but the journey to do it and like the actual strength and courage it takes to quit is like a genuine battle
right.
with yourself.
Yeah.
So having these tools were super, super helpful to me.
Well, thank you, Victoria, for just being so honest and vulnerable and like having the courage to share it openly, because I think the influence of that is massive. Like just to think about each person that like you could have inspired. So thank you for doing that.
It is my absolute honor. I really hope that me saying something is going to make a lot of other people with flat platforms want to influence their fans and their followings, because if they all do it, we hit all the demographics and we can all get started in quitting vaping. So thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We're going to chat with Davey for a few. And Davey's the head of education and community at Breathwork and runs their successful TikTok channel that has over 1 million followers and has even made content liked by the queen herself, Lizzo. So pretty big stuff here. She's going to be on air and she's going to talk to us to represent Breathwork and just discuss the benefits of breathing and just being mindful about breathing as it relates to anxiety. So Davey, thank you for being here and talking to us about Breathwork. Could we just start off by you telling us about Breathwork and the partnership you're doing with Truth?
Yeah, so Breathwork is an app and we teach science-backed breathing exercises for anxiety to help wake up, enter flow state, help people concentrate, get to sleep, and also perform. So things like working on endurance and stamina. And we connected with the Truth campaign because they have an initiative to help people quit vaping. And breathwork is a great replacement habit. And there's also evidence for certain breaths to help with things like cravings and to help clear and repair lungs, and also to help with anxiety that can often like induce the feeling of wanting to smoke or wanting to vape. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we got together and planned out a few different breaths that we could share with people in the program that are on the journey of quitting vaping.
Interesting. So can you explain the three truth breaths that you guys do and just the daily habit?
Yeah. So we have one breath that is for in the moment of craving. So one, if you're kind of triggered and reaching for your vape, it's something you can do. You can turn on the app and start the breath, and that will help you urge surf. So try to stay on top of that craving instead of surrendering into it and get through that moment of intensity with something else to put your attention on, something else to practice. And you'll find that breathing exercises have like a physiological effect. So it can actually change the state of your brain and the state of your being, which is the greatest part about it. And then we have a breath for that, like we call clear lungs. So on TikTok, we get a lot of people asking for help with quitting vaping because they'll try to do some of our breath practices and they won't be able to do it because they don't feel that their lungs are in the best shape. So we have a breath that will help people to utilize their entire lung capacity and hopefully help to like repair some of the damage that can happen when someone is like smoking or vaping. And then the third one we have is called No Worries, and it's for anxiety. So anxiety can induce the feelings of wanting to act on a craving or an addiction. And it can be a negative feedback loop because you can start to breathe quicker, your eyes kind of dilate, you start to get triggered and stimulated. So you can breathe yourself out of that sense of panic, and you can breathe yourself out of that sense of needing to smoke. And so this breath, No Worries, is just for like a daily anti-anxiety breath.
It's amazing. So where could you find Breathwork?
Breathwork is in the App Store.
Okay.
And you can go and download it. And you can have access to all these breaths and so many more. And then we're also on TikTok. So that's where we interact with a lot of people and get a lot of feedback about what their needs are and what people are struggling with, especially. Yeah, it's been really good for me to see, like for people to ask directly what they're wanting help with.
Right. And is it free to use?
Yes. So Breathwork has a free version where you can get most of our breaths for like a minute or two. And then we have a premium version where you can get access to longer sets of breaths. So you can breathe for like 5-10 minutes. And start incorporating different music and things like that.
Have you found that there's a lot of teens using this app and it's, you know, they're also getting real value from it?
Yeah, it's been interesting because a lot of people struggle with dropping into meditation and how to do that and what it is. And so breathing gives people an opportunity to have something to anchor their attention on, something to focus on and do actively that can help settle the system and induce different states of being, instead of having kind of that anxiety that may come on when you like don't know if you're doing something right and you don't know what the tools are to do it. Breathwork is more of like an active practice.
So you guys use TikTok a lot, right? I imagine there must be a lot of teenagers that are getting exposure to breathwork because of that.
Yeah, that has been the coolest thing to me. We have created so many strong relationships through TikTok, and people are really vulnerable there, and it's a great place to, like I was saying before, connect and hear what's going on in people's lives and give them something to empower themselves to do. It's not something that like is happening to you. It's not something that you're ingesting. It's something that you get to practice. You get to put your focus on it. It puts you in the center and you get to see how you can shift from, you know, feeling anxious to feeling calm, or feeling tired to feeling awake, or from feeling awake to feeling more tired. Mm-hmm. And it starts to empower the individual. And I think teens are really looking for helpful ways to control and shift their lives.
You know, we were talking to Victoria earlier and she was mentioning that she used breathwork to quit vaping and it helped her a lot. So, you know, the work you're doing is having a very real impact on people.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's amazing to hear. And that's a beautiful reflection.
So I guess we could just, you know, in the nature of breathwork, do a little quick breath. Davey, would you like to guide me through this breathing exercise?
Yeah, I'll actually bring up the app. Is that cool?
Yes, please.
All right. So we'll do our calm breath. That's our like hit breath. That's the one we're always, that's the one that's most commonly used.
Right.
We'll do a few rounds. It's 4 seconds in and 6 seconds out. So I'll show you the vibe here too. So inhale, exhale. Inhale deeply, exhale completely. We'll do two more. Inhale, exhale, let it go.
There it is. That feels very, very it does feel relaxing. It does
good.
Cools you off a bit.
Yeah, definitely cools you off.
All right. Thank you, Davey. Thank you for coming.
No problem. Thank you.
So you could text Stitch Vape to 88709 if you want to sign up for This Is Quitting. And also download Breathwork and try Truth's exercises. And these are all just the tools that you could use in your quitting journey to hopefully make it a lot easier.